Greetings, Earthlings! Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of Completely Off Topic, Today's Endless Ramblings. I am the one and only, I think, Benji Cotter, and I will be your waiter this evening. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are listening, so on the count of 3, I want you to all say your name. 1, 2, you know what comes next. Awesome, thanks, now I know who's here. A few names I heard louder than the others were Kyle and Tristan, two buddies of mine who had some great comments about my first episode. Thank you for listening, guys. You have received this episode's shout-out. It's time once again for Caught in the Act, our segment which features stories about stupid criminals doing stupid things. Our first stupid criminal is a man from West Palm Beach, Florida. While at a job interview for a position as a cook in an unnamed restaurant, our criminal was asked by the restaurant's manager about his previous work history. The man simply stated, "drug dealer." A little surprised by that response and hoping for some clarification or a redemption story, the manager then asked why the man had left that line of work. The man replied, "Nah, bro, I still be slinging that stuff," edited for our young listeners. Quite unknown to our friend, two off-duty plainclothes police officers were sitting at a nearby table enjoying their lunch and promptly arrested the guy. Needless to say, he didn't get the job. "I'm sorry, sir, but you've been caught in the act." Our second story features a 56-year-old woman who was put on trial for driving drunk. When asked if she had a statement of defense, she told the judge that she was unaffected by the alcohol because she kept one eye closed while driving, thus preventing her from seeing double. The judge immediately sentenced this boldly creative woman to serve 2 months in prison. Maybe if she keeps one eye closed the whole time, it'll feel like only 1 month. Ma'am, unfortunately, you've been caught in the act. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get this segment is dedicated to sharing life updates about myself and the people I love. For the past several months, I've been leading a group of individuals in creating a short film entitled Rods and Cones. This film started out as a drama that I co-wrote with my friends Kyle and Kelsey while we were in Ethiopia about 7 or 8 years ago. Unfortunately, we didn't get the opportunity to perform it while we were there, and the drama kind of stayed as just a skeletal outline in our heads. About a year and a half ago, I remembered the drama and decided to revamp it a little with a group of my theater students. We performed it at a performance showcase and got an incredible emotional reaction to it from the audience members. I then decided to turn the drama into a short film. Without giving away too many details prior to the release of the film, the theme is mental health awareness and suicide prevention in young people. I'm very excited for the official release of Rods and Cones, which should be sometime this July. I recently discovered a brand new documentary series on Netflix that I just can't get enough of. It is fantastic. It explores individuals who have complete urinary incontinence, which means that they can't control their bladders at all. There are 3 seasons on Netflix and I've been watching every single episode. It is constantly streaming in my house. I'm going to talk about being a daddy again, and I refuse to apologize for it. I've had so many titles in my life, but daddy is way beyond them all. I've always wanted to be a daddy and used to imagine what it would be like. Now that I have my best friend, I've discovered that even though some of those imagined ideas have been accurate, I never would have guessed what I would experience in this first year as a daddy. I've learned more in this year about self-sacrifice than I learned in the other 32 years of life. As someone who loves others deeply, I found out that my heart is way bigger than I thought it was originally. I have so much love for my chicken nugget. I will do anything and everything I can to ensure his safety and happiness. In a future episode, I'll be talking generally about his health struggles and what I've learned through dealing with them. And now, you're all caught up! It's time for Benji Tales. It is once again time for another episode of Benji Tales, which is when I tell stories about things that have happened in my life. These two stories come from my childhood. The first story I want to share with you is the time that I discovered that I was allergic to dandelions. Here's how it went. My brothers and sisters and I, and a group of friends of ours, who were all sisters from another family, would always like to get together and role-play episodes of our favorite TV show, Star Trek: The Next Generation. We were all really, really, really nerdy about it. But don't worry, all of my nerdy ways are behind me. Yeah, right. But we all loved Star Trek: The Next Generation. And one day we were all hanging out and we decided to go outside and play some Star Trek. Well, I begged and begged everyone to allow me to be my favorite character in the series of all, Data the Android, and they all agreed that I could be Data. So we were deciding what the premise was going to be and what our episode was going to be about. And when we finally got that underway, we decided that we were going to play. But first, we decided that we were going to try to get as close and accurate to an episode as possible. So that included different costume pieces. So we had some dress-up clothes that we could use. They weren't exactly Star Trek uniforms, but we had clothes that were matching of each of the characters' uniforms, etc. So we all got our clothes and everything ready and put on our costumes. And I said, yeah, I know that I kind of look like Data with my yellow shirt and my black pants, but something's missing. So I told everybody, hey, I'll be right back, and went to the backyard. In the backyard, I found a bunch of dandelions and proceeded to pick the dandelions from the grass and rub them all over my body, therefore tainting and painting my skin yellow to match Data the Android's skin. I don't know if any of you have ever watched Star Trek: The Next Generation, but Data the Android is yellow. His face is yellow. His hands and arms are yellow. Yeah, he's an android. He's a robot. So I wanted to make myself look exactly like Data. So I came back to the front from the backyard where I was rubbing dandelions all over myself. And I showed everybody and they were thrilled. They were like, oh my goodness, that is so awesome. You look just like Data. Now we can play. And so we started acting out the episode, and it was fun and nerdy and geeky. And the girls went home, and we were all at our house, my brothers and sisters and I. So my siblings and I all went inside and spent the rest of that afternoon inside. We probably watched some Star Trek on TV. I don't know, probably. That's what nerds do. They play Star Trek, and then they watch Star Trek. Eventually, I discovered that my skin was getting really itchy and kind of sore and hurt a little bit. And I looked down at my arms and discovered that I had welts and blisters forming. And I kind of panicked and I ran to my mom and said, Mom, my arms, my skin, what's going on? And she kind of panicked and said, we need to take you to the emergency room. What did you do? What happened? I said, I don't know. We were just playing Star Trek and I put the yellow flowers all over my skin so I could look like Data. And I don't know. So we got to the hospital. And we lived in Germany at the time. I forgot to mention that. So we went to a German hospital, and the doctor who came in to look at me was an older German fellow. And he examined my arms and asked me to tell him what had happened. And so I told him that we were playing Star Trek, and he didn't know what that was, so I had to explain it to him. Told him that my favorite character, Data, is an android, and his skin is yellow, that I wanted to be Data, and put yellow flowers all over my skin so that I could look like the character. He sighed heavily and looked at me and in his older German man voice said, you have made stupid mistake. What have you done? You have put something on your skin that you are allergic to and now your skin is very broken in the hives and your face is covered, your arms is covered. Your whole skin, your whole body is covered by this thing you are allergic to. Never do this again. And I said, but we play Star Trek every weekend. He said, never do this again. You stupid boy. I don't know if he called me a stupid boy or not, but I was a stupid boy for rubbing dandelions all over my skin. And that is when I discovered that I was allergic to dandelions. And that is when everyone else in the world discovered that I was a nerdy little child. This next story happened when I was a little bit older and not a lot wiser. It was around Christmas time. And for Christmas that year, I had asked for a lot of fun presents from Santa Claus and was looking forward to seeing what Santa Claus would bring me that year. Our family had a tradition on Christmas Eve in which we would read the Bible story out of Luke. We would take turns passing around the Bible by candlelight and reading different sections of the story. And after we would do that, we would sing some songs, Christmas carols, and then my parents would allow us to open up one present before bed. And then obviously the next morning was Christmas and we would open up the rest of our presents then. So we got done singing and reading the Christmas story from the Bible and we got to open up a present each. In our family, we did a youngest to oldest kind of thing. So my youngest sister, Kalina, opened up her present. She was very little, so she got a little kid toy, something like a doll, I don't know. Then my other sister, Sarah, opened up her present. My younger brother, David, opened up his present. And all these presents were really cool, but they were opening up the small presents, you know, the presents that were wrapped up really small, put in tiny little boxes, and they would open them up. But they were really cool presents. When it came to my turn, so I'm the second oldest, so there were three younger ones who went before me, I decided that I was going to open up my biggest present because all of these small presents are being opened and they're really cool. I'm going to open up this big present because it's going to be cooler than the rest, and then I get this really awesome present to play with right before I went to bed, and it was going to be the best present ever because it was the biggest present ever. So I grabbed my big present from underneath the tree and I kind of shook it a little bit. You know how kids do that to try to figure out what it is before they open it. And it didn't make any noise. So I was like, oh, this is cool. It was kind of light, which kind of threw me off a little bit. But once again, it's the biggest present I have under here. I'm going to open it. And so I opened it up and it was a clear plastic case with nothing inside. And I was really upset. It was very obvious that I was upset. My mom asked me, what's wrong? And I said, I thought this was going to be something cool. And she said, just wait, you'll see. I said, there's nothing cool about this. It's an empty plastic box. I don't even know what this could be used for. And I stomped up to bed like a little brat and moped and probably cried myself to sleep or something because I opened up a present that wasn't super cool. The next morning, I was still kind of bummed because all of my siblings got to play with their cool new things that they opened up Christmas Eve. I got a stupid box, and because I had a bad attitude, I had to go to bed early and didn't even get to play with the stupid little box. So Christmas morning, you know how kids wake up ridiculously early to open up their presents. We all did that, and we went in order again. Everybody opened up their presents, and I was thinking, fine, I opened up a really big present yesterday, and it was stupid. Maybe I'll open up a small present and it'll be cool. So I opened up one of the little presents. Underneath the wrapping paper was a package of 16 Matchbox cars. I thought, oh, this is cool. Okay, this was a nice gift. And then it dawned on me. The big, stupid, clear plastic box container that I opened up last night was a carrying case for all of my Matchbox cars that I would be getting if I was patient and waited and opened them all up. In the end, that box that I hated became very useful because I had gotten like 50 Matchbox cars for Christmas and for my birthday and other events that had happened recently. And so it was cool and everything worked out in the end. So the lesson of that story is the size of the package doesn't matter. Okay, no. Rephrase. It doesn't matter how big or small your Christmas gift is. Just be happy with what you get, because, okay, I shouldn't have done a moral. That's embarrassing. Yay! That's what I did. And that was Benji Tales. To close this episode, I want to give you a teaser of another segment called Caught on Tape. I bet you can't guess how caught is spelled. Yeah, it's C-O-T-T. Okay. Anyway, in this segment, I will be sharing my poetry, music, monologues, or other expressive pieces that I've written, as well as impressions and character voices. Here's your first taste. This is the What a Piece of Work is Man speech from Hamlet, as performed by Kermit the Frog.
I have of late, but wherefore I know not, lost all my mirth, forgone all custom of exercises, and indeed it goes so heavily with my disposition that this goodly frame, the earth, seems to me a sterile promontory. This most excellent canopy, the air, look you, this brave o'erhanging firmament, this majestical roof fretted with golden fire, why, it appears to me no more than a foul, pestilent congregation of vapors. What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason, how infinite in faculty, in form and moving, how express and admirable, in action, how like an angel, in apprehension, how like a god. The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals, and yet to me, what is this quintessence of dust? Man delights not me.
And there you have it. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Goodbye.